There is Masechet Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel. We will begin on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph on the top line. Amar Vach VaYakov. Oid Rikia Echad Yesh L'malam Rosh Achayis. Yesterday we discussed in the Shir the various Rikia, the various heavens that exist, and now Rav Vach VaYakov teaches us there's one more, which is above the Chayis HaKodesh that are in Shemai, the Ksiv, and the Pasuk in Yecheskel, which we will be discussing a lot today, the Mais Merkava, the Mus al Rosh Echaya, on top of the Rosh Echaya, Rikia, there's another heaven, Ke'en HaKerach HaNoira, ice, says the Gemara, Ad Kan Yesh L'cha Rishus L'daber, the various Rikiyim that we discussed in the previous year and in today's year, up to there, we have a right to discuss. Mekan Ve'elach, but further, as we go higher in heaven, and l'cha rishus l'daber, we have no right even to discuss. Shekein kosu b'sefer ben Sira, and Sira was a great scholar who lived in the time of the Bayis Sheni, and in many places in Shas we find different mamorim that ben Sira said. He said, "B'mufcha m'cha al tidroish, what's above you, what's more wondrous than you are, al tidroish, don't investigate. M'chus m'cha al tachka, don't try to penetrate something which is covered that you can't understand. The Masher Shesa his Bainan, and what you're allowed to learn, try to understand. Ein lecha esek min staros, we should not learn Sisrei Torah." I saw a beautiful verse from the Knesset Hagdola. The Knesset Hagdola discusses, and perhaps we'll discuss this subject for a moment too, the issue of learning Sisrei Torah, the issue of learning Kabbalah that we don't really understand. So the Knesset Hagdola, the Rishon, explains this Gemara. The Masher Shesa his Bainan. Think about what you're allowed to learn. Do we really understand what we're allowed to learn? We're allowed to learn Shas. Do we really understand Shas so well? If what we are allowed to learn, his brain and think, do we really understand? That, if we'll think about that, that will certainly teach us the Ein Lecha Esek Ben Staros, that we shouldn't go to places that we're not supposed to learn. If we can't understand what we're supposed to learn, how are we ever going to understand things that we really shouldn't be delving into? And why were Chazal so concerned about learning Sisrei Torah that are not that understandable? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is from the Rambam. The Rambam says that a person who starts to learn subjects that he's not able to understand is going to start asking questions that he don't have answers to. And because he's going to have questions that he won't answer to, he could end up being left in the wrong place. The Michta Melio and Rav and the Stipler actually explained this with a very interesting concept. They say that when someone learns any halacha, it makes no difference what masechta they're learning, the situations that are described in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch, are situations that might never have happened to us, and hopefully many of the situations should never happen to us, but they're all situations that we could imagine. We could see, we could visualize that such a situation would happen. However, the subject matter of Direi Kabbalah is so esoteric that there's no way for the human mind, who's so far from these subjects, to even imagine. And a subject that one can't visualize on any level is a subject that one won't be able to understand. And therefore, Chazal told us, don't go there. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Bat Shuva Hishivasai Baskoil Oisa Rosha. What answer did the Baskoil give to the Rosha, Nebuchadnezzar? Veshosha Omar, when Nebuchadnezzar said, Ela Abam Se'ov, I will travel to the sky, Edma Le'elyoin, I will be like a god. And as the Mefarshim ask, we know that the Pasuk says, Al Tane Ksil Kivaltoi, that we shouldn't answer a ksil. So if Nebuchadnezzar is saying something so patently silly that he's going to be like God, why are we answering him? So one answer I saw was Nebuchadnezzar was a melech. A king we have to answer even if it's foolish. Another pshat is that the Baskel wasn't directed to Nebuchadnezzar. If Nebuchadnezzar said something foolish, the Baskel doesn't respond. The Baskel is to the people who hear a Baskel and understand the difference between a Nebuchadnezzar and what the right way is. Yatz the Basque of Amalai, Rasha ben Rasha ben Benoy shall Nimra Rasha, you are a grandson, a descendant of Nimra Rasha, Shehimenes Kala Olam Kulai Allah b'malchusai, who already tried to get the world to rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We know when he built the Migdal Bavel. So as Taisa says, Nebuchadnezzar wasn't actually a grandson in any way of Nimrod. What the Gemara means to say is he was following the same pattern that Nimrod followed, and that's why he's considered his descendant. Turi Evans suggests that maybe from his father's side he wasn't a descendant, but from his mother's side he was a descendant. How long does the person live? Shivim Shana, 70 years. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Shnei Yemeshna Senbem Shivim Shana V'Gvura Shmanim Shana. And as Taisa says, Nebuchadnezzar himself actually lived more than 70 years. What the Gemara means to say is, our life is not that long, unfortunately. How much time does it take to travel from the earth to the first sky? It takes 500 years. The other rikia, to travel through that rikia, is another mahalach chamesh meishan, another 500 years. It came in called rikia rikia. And so it is with every rikia, as we discussed the seven rikim and these two shiurim. Lamalamahen, above the rikia, as we said at the beginning of today's shiur, is the chayis hakodesh. Ragle chayis, kenege kulam. Just to travel, the distance of the length of the chayis is as long as taking to get to here. This means the legs. Kasura chayis is the bottom part of the leg. First is the foot, this is the bottom part. As we'll see in the Gemara, the legs of the chayis, as we can understand it, have three parts to them. The first part, kenege kulam. Shote chayis is the second part of the leg, kenege kulam, by the knee. Ruchuve chayis, Keneged Kulam, and Yakasei Chayis, the thighs, Keneged Kulam, Gufei Chayis, the actual body of the Chayis, Keneged Kulam, Tzavrei Chayis, the neck is Keneged Kulam, Rosh Chayis is the head, Keneged Kulam, Karnei Chayis, the horns of the Chayis, Keneged Kulam, Lamalman, above all of this is the Kisei HaKavod, Ragli Kisei HaKavod, the time it takes to travel, the distance of the Kisei HaKavod, is Keneged Kulam, Kisei HaKavod, Keneged Kulam, Melech, Kael, Chai, V'Kayim, Ron, V'Nisa, Shaychen, Aleim. And then you only get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'Ata Mat, and you want to suggest, Ela Abam Sayav, that you'll fly on a cloud, Edmel Elyon, Ach El Shol Tayrid, you're going to go to Gehenim, El Yaakov Sebor. So my freshmen say, what's the double Lashon, El Shol Tayrid, you're going to Gehenim, El Yaakov Sebor, to the side of the pit of Gehenim. My freshmen say as follows. The Gemara says that once a person is a Gehenim, the maximum time a person is in Gehenna is 12 months. So that means somebody goes to Gehenna, he knows it's going to come to an end. Nebuchadnezzar was such a rasha, they weren't just going to put him into Gehenna and then 12 months he'll be out. They put him al Yakasi bar. You have to sit by the pit of Gehenna and wait to even get into Gehenna. That's what a rasha he was. There's an interesting concept explained by Rabbi Eliyahu Dessler in this Gemara. Here the Gemara says, again, as we understand it, the time it takes to travel from us in this world up to Shemayim, we made the calculations of thousands of years. So he says, so how does a person ever reach any Madrega in Avodas Hashem if just getting anywhere takes hundreds of years? And we don't have that, unfortunately, we don't have that lifespan. Says Rabbi Eliyahu Dessler, the difference is Nebuchadnezzar didn't have Siyata Deshmaya. If a person doesn't have Siyata Deshmaya, it'll take him hundreds and hundreds of years to get anywhere, and he won't make it, because we don't live that long. But on the other hand, a person who comes and has Siyata Deshmaya, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that he wants to do the right thing, he could jump and fly the distance that takes thousands of years in a very short time, as long as he has Siyata Deshmaya. Continues the Gemara. We learned in the Mishnah, V'lai B'merkova B'yochid. We're not allowed to learn the Ma'is Merkova for one Talmud. And as we learned when we began the perek, Elam ken chachum umevim midatoy. Says the Gemara Tanya Rav Chia, Ava maisim loy roshe prokim. We could teach him just the chapter headings. So there's a very fundamental machlokes rishonim, how to understand what Rav Chia says. Some rishonim say that what Rav Chia is saying is that even that Talmud, who's a chachum umevim midatoy, that we learned we're allowed to teach him the maisim rekava, still when we teach it to him, we're only allowed to teach him roshe prokim. That's another condition. Others explain just the opposite. A Talmud who's a Chacham who may be taught the Ma'aseh Merkava without any issue. if he's not a chacham mevi midatoi. So he learned at the beginning of the parak that he may not be taught the ma'is makava. Teaches us, however, the Reb Chiya, that means you can't teach it to him in a normal fashion, but to tell him Rashi Prokim will be permissible. What's the basis of this machlokes Rishonim? So Mefarshim explain. The mandam that says that even the Chochom Mevim Lidatoi were only allowed to teach Rashi Prokim holds that there is no way to really clearly and totally articulate the Maisim Merkava. So that's why you should always leave it to the Rashi Prokim. The other mandam holds that the Maisim Merkava could be taught if you have the right Magid Shir, like everything else could be taught. But you have to know who the Talmud is. Am Rav Zeira, a Maisim Rashi Prokim, Ella Bezdin, only to a person who's a Rosh Bezdin, Uchom Misha Doig Bekirboy. Or to a person who has Doig Bekirboy. He has worry, he's careful, he has the proper Yerushalayim. Ikad Amri, for who should live by Doig Bekirboy? So as Rashi explains, Ikad Amri is saying that this person who we teach the Maisa Makava has to have two qualifications. Number one is that he has to be an Av Bezdin, and number two is he also has to be a person, Shalibai Doig Bekirboy. However, explain the Mefarshim, an Av Bezdin, how many of Av Bezdins are there? How many Bate Din and how many of Av Bezdin there are? So it doesn't mean specifically a person who has that position. It means a person who's worthy of having the position of an Av Bezdin. Arav Amin. A Moisim Sisri Torah, we do not teach Sisri Torah. Elamishi Yesh Bei Chamish Dvarim. The person who has the following five attributes. Sar Chamishim. V'nosi Panim. So I'm going to explain the Gemara as Benya Yod explains it. Sar Chamishim means that the person has at least 50 people working for him. Why? Because if he has 50 people working for him, he has time. He has people that he could delegate his responsibilities to. Because if a person is going to learn Sisrei Torah, he has to have the time needed to spend on it. Nosi Panim means that he has to be a person who's not a kaisen, doesn't have a temper. Again, because learning something like this requires the proper yeshiva das. V'yoyitz means he's a maven dover mitoch dover, that even if he's not taught all of the details, he'll understand them, especially if we learn that you only teach Rashi Prokim. Chochem Charashim is he knows who to learn from. He has the ability to discern who's the right Rebbe and who's the wrong Levi. V'novim Lachash is, again, the person that could understand something without it being overly elaborated. V'amr of Ami, Ein Moshin Devar Torah Lo'ev K'chovim. One may teach Torah to Goy. Shenema Lo Yosachein L'chol Goy U'mishpatim Bal Yadom. So as the Mefarshim explain, what's the proof in this pasuk? Maybe the pasuk is that's teaching us that a Kadosh Baruch Hu did not give Torah to the Goyim. But how do we see that we're not allowed to teach him Torah? So Mefarshim explain, we know that a Kadosh Baruch Hu offered the Torah to the Goyim. They declined. So that can't be pshat in the pasuk that he didn't give him the Torah. He did want to give him the Torah. But pshat in the pasuk is that he gave him the Torah, that they're not allowed to learn Torah. Ask Tosfos, why does the Gemara have to bring this pasuk? The halacha is, the Gemara says, the Sanhedrin says, Goy shalom a Torah chayiv misa, a guy's not allowed to learn Torah. So why does our Gemara have to bring this new pasuk? So Tosfos says that the reason our Gemara is teaching it to us is for another reason. Tell us, Lifnei Iver, that if one is teaching a guy Torah, but he doesn't need you to teach him the Torah, because he could have learned the Torah from another guy. The only time you're over Lifnei Iver is if the person who you're helping do Avera cannot have done the Avera without your assistance. But if he could do the Avera without your assistance, so you're not really causing the Avera to happen. So here this guy has somebody else who could teach him the Torah. Still, the halach is, Agamar says, don't teach a guy Torah. The Mashah says that we know that goyim have zay mitzvahs b'nei noyach. So what Pshat and Agamar is that the zay mitzvahs b'nei noyach that they have to follow, certainly they're supposed to be taught and learned. Otherwise, how are they going to know? What Agamar is teaching us is that those mitzvahs that they're allowed to learn, they're allowed to learn the mitzvahs, but they're not allowed to learn the reasoning, like we learn Shas or the Lamdas. That is not for them. Actually, there's a machloikus hapoiskim, what is a guy allowed to learn or not? The Shoyle Meshiv holds that a guy is allowed to learn Tanakh, all of Tanakh. The Shilti Geboirim holds that they're allowed to learn Nevi'im and Ksuvim, but not Chamishu Chumshu Torah. And the Magen Avraham, quoting a Shlosh, says they're not allowed to learn any part of Torah. There's another interesting machlokes mashah and kivega. Let's say you have a guy who wants to become a ger. So he has to learn Torah, he has to know what it's all about. So mashah says such a guy may learn Torah, and that's the way the mechsalah of paskins la'aloch la'maisa. Rabbi Kivega disagrees. He says you're not allowed to teach a guy Torah. Although I saw a very how's he going to become a ger? I'm not sure exactly where Kivega holds. Now the question is, Ramosha saw a very interesting tshuva. He says, what happens if you have a person who you're not sure if he's a Jew? You don't know exactly. You have a child. The question that was asked Ramosha is, there may be a child in the school, and we're not exactly sure if he's a Jew. We don't have his yichus clear. He says, then you're allowed to teach them Torah. There's a very interesting topic discussed by the Mechas Chinuch and others based on this Tosfos. Tosfos is suggesting that one is over lifnei iver. If one would teach a guy Torah, let's say in a place where there's no one else that could teach him Torah, there would be an isra of lifnei iver. Says the Mechas Chinuch, Pesachei Tshuva quotes, says this too. From here we see that one can be over lifnei iver, even though if he would do it himself, it would not be avera. If I learn Torah, I'm not doing avera, actually it's probably a mitzvah. But if I teach a guy Torah, it's called lifnei iver. So we see that even though for me it's a mitzvah, if for him it's an avera, it's considered lifnei iver. The Mechas Chinuch, however, quotes an Amuna Shmuel, who says differently. He says, one can never be over lifnei iver if for him it's not an avera himself. So asks the Mechas Chinuch, if so, according to the Munah Shmuel, how could Taisa suggest that if somebody teaches a guy Torah, he's over lifnei iver, there's no avera learning Torah for a Jew? So the Achiezer, Rav Chaim Oizer, explains that there are two parts, there are two concepts in lifnei iver. One concept of lifnei iver is that I'm not allowed to cause a person to do an avera. And that, says Rav Chaim Oizer, that according to the Munah Shmuel, if for me it's not an avera, I can't be over lifnei iver, even though for you it is an avera. But, says Rav Chaim Oizer, there's another part to lifnei iver. I'm not allowed to give person a bad advice. It has nothing to do with mitzvah and avera. Let's say I see a person wanting going into, somebody comes to me and asks me advice about a business or about something else, not mitzvah related. I'm not allowed to give a person bad advice. That has nothing to do with mitzvah and avera. That component of lifnei iver is the component that Tosfos is referring to when a Jew would teach a guy Torah. Continues the Gemara. So it depends if the nozer, what?
I can drink wine.
Right, good question. You have to look up the Mechas Chinuch. Says the Gemara, Amrei Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Elazar, Ta egmereich b'mais mekava. Let me teach you the mais mekava. Amrei lo kishoy. I'm not old enough. And this is the basis for what we know. A lot of people say that a person is actually not supposed to learn Kabbalah until he's 40 years old. Actually, it's a shock. Although, if you look at the Rebbeinu Chanan on our Gemara, he said, I'm not old enough. He doesn't say 40, he says 50. Although, to be completely honest, all the great Bali Kabbalah clearly began learning Kabbalah before they were 40 years old. I don't think Darizal lived till the age of 40 even. And Darizal was one of the greatest Mukabbalim of all time. Kikosh, as he got older, Noch Nafshi de Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan already passed away, couldn't teach it to him. Amalei Rav Asi. Rav Asi offered, Tova Egmerech Memas Mekava. I'll teach you the Mais Mekava. Amalei, so he said, no. Izakoi, had I been worthy, Gemarati Rabbi Yochanan Rabbach. I could have learned it from Rabbi Yochanan. If it didn't happen, that means I shouldn't learn it. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan have a Gavah Mais Mekava. Rabbi Yochanan was learning the Mais Mekava. Savit of Medvedisa have a ton of Mais Mekavah. The elders of Medvedisa were learning Mais Mekavah. Amalei, so they asked Rabbi Yosef, Ligmalon Ma'ar Ma'is Mekava, teach us the Ma'is Mekava. Amluhu. So he said to them, Agmerli Ma'is Bereshis, why don't you teach me the Ma'is Bereshis? Let's make a deal. You'll teach me the Ma'is Bereshis, I'll teach you the Ma'is Mekava. Fine. Boss of the Agmer, so after they taught him the Ma'is Bereshis, so they said, now you have to keep your side of the deal. Amluhu, Ligma Ma'ar, the Ma'is Mekava. Now you teach us the Ma'is Mekava. Amluhu, to Ninibo. So he didn't want to. He said, it says, Dvash v'cholov tachas l'shoinich. Milk and honey should be under your lips. Dvarma masukim midvash m'cholov. Something which is even sweeter than honey, yitachas l'shoinich, should be kept under the tongue and should not be expressed. Ravu am mehocha. Kvashim l'levushecha. Dvarim shen kivshayim shalayim, the secrets of the world, the Kabbalah, yutachas levusheich, should be kept under your garments and should not be said. So obvious question, in learning this Gemara, he made a deal, they kept their side of the deal, and now when it's time for him to keep his side of the deal, he's retracting. This is the way Rabbi Yosef acts. So Mefarshim explain that Rabbi Yosef had every intention of teaching them the Maisa Makava. But after they taught him the Maisa Bereishis, he saw that they weren't on the Madrega, that they were worthy to learn the Maisa Makava, and that's why he couldn't teach it to them. And perhaps Pshat is, as we know from throughout Shas, Rabbi Yosef was blind. So since he was blind, these people approach him. He doesn't have really a way of forming an impression of them because he can't never see them. So they told him they know the Maisa Bereishis. He considered them to, they know the Maisa Bereishis. He said they must be very great people, and certainly he could teach them the Maisa Makava. After he started having a relationship with them, and he saw that maybe they knew the Maisa Bereishis, but they weren't Bali Madrega, he had no choice but not to teach them the Maisa Makava. What's Pshat? The Mefarshim explained that it's considered like honey. So the Mefarshim explained it with a mashal. What would happen if one came to a dinner? So if one came to a dinner and they offered him all sorts of delicacies, so honey. Honey is very good, but you can eat a teaspoon full of honey. You can't eat a bowl full of honey. Kabbalah has to be taken with the proper measurement. If somebody's going to try to learn more than he can, even if it's as sweet and wonderful as the vash, it's not appropriate. Says the Gemara. Amrulay. So they said, Tanina Bahu, we had already learned, and the Mais Makava, as we said, the Mais Makava is in Yecheskel, Ad V'yoymalei Ben Adam, which means that they learned the whole first parak of Yecheskel. Amrulay, Hein Hein Mais Makava. So they said, you already learned all of the Mais Makava, you already know it. Meisvei asked the Gemara, and Hein Hein Mais Makava, to where does the Mais Makava go? Rebbe Omer Ad V'Rabasu, which is later. Rebbe Yitzchak Ben Arach HaShmal, and the Gemara explains, Ad V'Eira, until the Pasuk V'Eira, Megmarina, and we can learn it explicitly. Mekav ve'elach, Mesirin Rashi Prakim. We only teach it in a perfunctory way. Ikadamri, Ad ve'era Mesirin Rashi Prakim. That we should teach Rashi Prakim. Mekav ve'elach, Imuchachem Mevi Medate, in Eloi Loi. So in other words, they were saying that they really did not learn the Maisa Makava. Ask the Gemara, Omidashim Chashmal, how could somebody consider we should teach all of this, which includes the concept of chashmal? Chashmal doesn't mean electricity. It does mean, in Hebrew, means electricity, but in this Gemara it doesn't mean electricity. So who you know, the darsh b'chashmal, and there was this young person who learned chashmal, the nok nura, and a fire came out, v'achlata, and it consumed him. It says the Gemara, shani yinuka d'loy mati zamne. He was too young, and he should not have begun learning Kabbalah. Amar Yehuda, b'ram zocha ish l'toiv. This person should be remembered for doing something very praiseworthy. The Chananya ben Cheskiah Shemoi, Shemoi who, if not for him, Nignas Sefer Yecheskel. Sefer Yecheskel would have been put away. Sheidvarim Soysen Divrei Torah. There are contradictions, and I'll give an example in a moment, in Yecheskel to Divrei Torah. Ma also, what did Chananya do? Hello, like Gimel Meis Gabe Shemen. He took up supplies, 300 barrels of oil, for Yoshbeli Vidarsha, until he was able to reconcile everything it says in Yecheskel. And that's the famous Gemara that we learned in Masechta Shabbos, that one time, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the Talmid Shammai and Talmid Hillel, came up to visit Reb Chananya, and there were more Shammai Talmidim than Hillel Talmidim, and that's the time we learned the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, that they were geyser the Yud Ches Tover. What's an example of one of the things that it says in Yecheskel that's difficult to understand? It says that Kohanim may not eat Trefus and Nevelus. So when you read that pasuk, it seems that only Kahanim are not allowed to eat treifas nevelas, which we, of course, know is not true. No one's allowed to eat treifas nevela. So how did Reb Chananya explain the pasuk? He explained it as follows. We know that the halach is that to eat a bird, you have to do shechita. A bird that was, however, slaughtered in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't do shechita. They did malika. They cut it with their fingernail. Now, if one were to take a chicken and do malika on it, a regular chicken that we want to eat, it would be an avela. So the Kahanim might make an error and say, since they see that they're allowed to eat birds that had malika, because v'chatas ha'oif had malika, the kahanim eat from the meat of that bird, so they may come to make an error that the rules of treifas and avelis don't apply to kahanim. That's why Yecheskel had to emphasize that they, of course, are included in the halachas of treifas and avelis. Only the birds in the Beis HaMikdash are an exception to the rule. But not the Chas V'Shalom, he meant to say that anyone may eat treifas and avelis. Tanabon. He was studying Sefer Yecheskel by his Rebbe. He began understanding this Chashmal subject. So the fire from the Chashmal that's in Shemayim came out and burnt them. Because of this, they wanted to put it away. It could cause people such serious harm. If he was able to understand it, and he shouldn't be understanding it, he's too young, we don't have to worry. Most people that read Sefer Yecheskel, even when they're not young, certainly when they're young, don't understand what they're reading anyway. My chashmal, what is the chashmal? Rav Yehuda, chayus eish v'malalois. These are chayus made out of fire, chayus hakodesh, that say praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'masnisa tana, itim chashois, itim v'malalois. Sometimes they're quiet and sometimes they speak. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu is speaking, kavayochel choshois, they're quiet. When the dibur doesn't come out from a Kadosh Baruch Hu's mouth, memalalois, they speak. So sort of a first explain. When is a Kadosh Baruch Hu quiet? When a Kadosh Baruch Hu is quiet when we're learning Torah, because a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to hear the shir. So a Kadosh Baruch Hu is quiet. He hears us learning, and they then say, praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at your nation, Klai Yisrael, who are spending their time learning your Heilige Torah. But when does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to speak? When Klai Yisrael is not learning Torah, and he's upset, so to speak, that they're not learning Torah, and the Malachim can't say Shvach on Klai Yisrael if they're not learning Torah. It says regarding the Chayus. The Chayus, Rots of Ashoif, Kamara Abazak. They run back and forth. My Rots of Shoiv, Amr Yehuda, Ka'or Hayotze Mipi Akishin. Like the fire that comes out of a furnace. My Kamara Bozak, Amr Yehuda Bachanina, Ka'or Hayotze Mibena Charosim. Sometimes when they're purifying gold, they take pieces of earthenware and they put it on top of the gold that's being purified, but there are cracks between the pieces of earthenware and the fire shoots up between those cracks. That's what this looks like, as best as we can understand. Continues the pasuk. Ve'eira v'hinei ruach s'ora b'amin atzorfon, onan godl, ve'eish mislakachas v'noigel esorvav, u'metoichoi k'ein ha'chashma metoichoi eish. Says the Gemara l'heichan ozol, where did it go to? On Rav Yehuda Merav, shahorich lichbosh, as kol ha'olam kulay, Tachas Nebuchadnezzar Russia. It went to have the Nebuchadnezzar shall have dominion over the entire world. For Kolkach Lama, why was Nebuchadnezzar given so much power? Shloyanu Umas Ha'olam Biyad Umas Shvei Lemos HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sponov. We, Klai Yisrael, fell into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar. And as Tosfos says, the Gemara says in Masechet Gittin, Kol HaMeitzel Yisrael Nasarosh. Whoever is the nation that brings tzaras to Klai Yisrael is a Rosh, is one of the leading nations. So Mefarshim asks, why? Why does it have to be that we fall into the hands of a Rosh? So I saw some pshat. One pshat is that when tzaras fall on Klai Yisrael, they do tshuva, which is really the purpose of the tzaras. So this nation was the vehicle, was the cause for us to do tshuva. So that's why it deserves the schar, not the Rosh, that they should become a leading nation. Another pshat is like this. One sees that Klal Yisrael falls into the hands of nations. One would think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave up on us. We're no longer Bonim Lamakim. We're no longer HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. Says the Gemara, on the contrary, we see that Klal Yisrael only falls into the hands of a Rosh, of a leading nation. So it's obvious there's a cheshbon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu still considers us banim l'makom, and he considers that the circumstances warrant that we should have these tzaras. Am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mi garmi she'ei shemesh la'ev de psilim, what causes me that I have to help these oide kechavim prevail over Klal Yisrael? Avenaseyem she'yisrael and garmali, it's what Klal Yisrael do averus. Ve'er achayis, Veina oifen echad ba'aretz etzal chayis. Amar v'lozem. Malach Echad Hu, there is a Malach, Sho'omid Ba'aretz, that's in this world, V'roishai Magia Etzel Chayis, and his head reaches all the way up to the Chayis HaKadosh. V'masnis and Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Sandalfin Shmoy, the name of this Malach is Sandalfin, V'gvoy Mechaveri Mahalach Chamesh Me'eshana, it's taller than all the other Malachim, the distance it takes to travel 500 years, V'ayman Achure Markov, it stands behind the Markova, the Koshik Sarim Lekoinai, and it puts the crowns on the head of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. From what does it make the crowns? Says Taisus, Mitfiloson Shel Tzadikim. The Tfilah of Tzadikim are the crown that a Kadosh Baruch Hu puts on his head. Ask the Gemara, Eini, is this possible that this Malach, again, this is all Kaviyachal, it's words that we don't really understand, approaches a Kadosh Baruch Hu and puts crowns on his head? The Ksiv, Baruch Kved Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his secluded, specific place, there's nobody there that knows where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and no one can approach that area. Says the Gemara, the Om Hashem HaTag, what happens is, he says Hashem Hashem on the crown, for Ozel, for Yosef HaReshei, and then with that Shem HaMefirish, the crown, so to speak, shoots up and rests on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's head. To say more is superfluous. Amarava, Kosher Ra Yecheskel, everything that Yecheskel saw regarding the Chayis HaKadosh, Ra Yeshaya. But if we look in Yecheskel, it's a lot more descriptive. Lama, Lama Yecheskel Daima, Leban Kfash Ras HaMelech. It's a village person that saw the king. Lama Yeshaya Daima, Leban Krach Ras HaMelech, a person from the city. So when did Rishonim explain? There's a number of ways that the Rishonim explain this Gemara. The way I explain it is as follows. If a person, let's say a person like myself, came to shul in the morning and said, you know, I had a meeting yesterday in the Oval Office. Nobody would believe me. So how could I prove that I was there? If I could describe the room, I must have been there. Otherwise, how do I know? Yecheskel lived in a time of Golis. So for Yecheskel to say in such a time, he saw such a glorious Mara, he saw the Merkava, nobody believed him. So he had to be very explicit. That proved that he actually saw it. Yeshaya, on the other hand, lived in a time when Klal Yisrael was still in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. So they believed that he saw the Ma'is Merkava. Another pshat that I saw is that Yeshaya was the child and a nephew of Malachim and Nevi'im. So for him to be in a palace was not that strange. That's where he grew up. So although the Ma'is HaMerkava is so much more than any human palace, any earthly palace, but palaces didn't impress him that much. On the other hand, Yecheskel lived in a time where he didn't come from such a background, so he was much more impressed with the Ma'is HaMerkava. Another pshat is, along the same lines, in a time of Golis, that the Ma'is HaMerkava should be revealed to us is so much more of a godless Hashem than not in the time of Golis. And actually, the Be'er Ma'im Chaim uses this Gemara to answer a question that I always had. You know, many times when we learn Chumash, Rashi, the Gemara, the Midrashim, teach us about wondrous Nisim that happened, but there's really no mention, certainly no explicit mention in the Torah of these Nisim. I'll give an example. We know that when Avram sent Eliezer to find a wife for Yitzchak, so he went to Paddan Aram, he went to Besuel's home, which Rashi says it was a distance of 10 days, and he traveled it in one day. Hayom Yitzasi, Hayom Basi. In one day he made it. So what an unbelievable ness. How come it doesn't say in the Torah this ness? Because for a person like Eliezer, Nisim weren't such a big deal. A person that comes from the home of Avram Avinu, he's used to Nisim. His whole life was one series of Nisim. That's Pshat in the Gemara. Yeshaya, Nisim weren't such a big chiddush to him. He lived in a world of Nisim. Yecheskel didn't live in a world of Nisim. That's why he was so much more impressive. Amar Shlokish, Maidik Siv, Ashir Lashem Ki Go Go, Shir Lami, who do we sing praise to? Mishim is Gala Geim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more than all the Geim. And as the Mefarshim explained, even though we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates arrogance, But the pasuk says in Tehillim, "Em ikesh tespato." You have to act with every person the way he acts. So with geyim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu acts with geys. Davamar, Melech Shebechayis, who's the king of all the chayis? Ari, the lion. Melech Shebehemus, who's the king of all the animals? Shor. Melech Shebeoifis, Nesher. The king of all birds is the eagle. V'adam asgal leim. And the person is more than all of these. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is gal kulay. Hakadosh Baruch Hu obviously is even greater than all of them. V'kolayim kulay. So now the Gemara goes in to try to explain how these chayis, how these kruvim look. Again, we will just be able to say the words. Kasev echer oimer. V'durus paneim. They have a four-sided face. One side is pnei adam, looks like a lion. Pnei ari, a person. Pnei aron is a lion. Al yamin labosam. Upnei shor hasmol. Labason, and he looks like an axe on the other side. V'ksiv, pnei abaponim lechot, pnei achat pnei kruv, which we'll see means like a child, pnei sheni pnei adam, v'shlishi pnei ari is a lion, revi pnei nesher is a axe. V'ilu shor like a choshev. So Gemara asks, in the first list, there's an axe. In the second list, the axe is omitted, we have a kruv instead. What happened? Amrei Shlokish, Yecheskel Bikesh Olav Rachman, Yecheskel Davin Takarish Baruch Hu, the Chavchoy LeKruv, and changed it from a face of a shor to the face of a kruv. Amal Fan Ribbon Shloilim, Kateger Yasis Aneger, we know that the shor is the eagle. The eagle is what they did the Aver of the eagle Hazov. And Yecheskel did not want that they should always be in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, a shor, an eagle, to remind him of our Aveira. So he asked him to change it from a shor to a kruv. The Sifrei Kabbalah explained, based on this Gemara, again, I'm just saying the words, this is why, the question is, when Klal Yisrael made an eagle, why did they make an eagle versus anything else? Because the shor represents Midas Hadin. Small is Midas Hadin. What they were trying to do was, they were worried about the Midas Hadin. So they made an eagle Azov, so to speak, to worship the Midas Adin, that the Midas Adin shouldn't be angry at them and cause them harm, which of course is improper because we're not supposed to serve any intermediaries, we're supposed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My kruv, what is a kruv? Omer Rav Ava, Vur Kravya, the a face of a child. She came above, currently in Nuka, a child is called Ravya. Omer Rav Papa Labaya, Elam Atad Ksiv, Pnei Ho Echad, Pnei Kruv. One looks like a kruv. Or Pnei Hasheni, Pnei Adam is a person. We just read this person. Pasuk. Veshlishi Pnei Ari, then it's a lion. The third one, Revi is, the fourth one is Pnei Nesh is an eagle. Hain Pnei Kruv, Hain Pnei Adam. They're both humans. Answers the Gemara, Apri Ravavi, Vapri Zutri. One is the face of an adult, and one is the face of a child. Says the Gemara. Kosev Echad Omer, one pasuk in Yeshaya says, Shesh Knafayim La'echad. Each one of these malachim has six wings. The Kosev Echad Omer, V'ab Ponim La'achas, V'ab Knafayim La'achas. They only have four wings. Says the Gemara Lo'kasha. Kam Bezman Shebeis Midish Kayim, it had six wings. Kam Bezman Shein Beis Midish Kayim, when the Beis Midish is not standing, it only has four wings. Kav Yochol, Kishnesnap Matu Kamfi Achayis. And so to speak, two of the wings are missing. Ask the Gemara, Haimanayim Imit. Two wings are missing, and the Sfarim explain what's pshat that the two wings are missing. Again, the best we can understand it, this is a vart from the Noam Elimelech. There's six words in Baruch Shem Kvoy Machusay La'olam Voed. Two of the words are missing. Which two words are missing when the Beis Hamikdash is not standing? Kvoy Machusay. The Kavod Hashem is not so evident when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. That's why on Yom Tov we daven Galei Kvoid Malchuscha, that we daven that the Kvoid Malchusai that is missing when the Beis HaMikdash is no longer standing, Galei should come back. We should have all six words of the Baruch Shem. Others say that originally there were six Siddurim Tishas. There were all six Sidrei Mishnah had Gemara. And two of the Siddurim are no longer here. There's no Gemara in Zeroyim, and there's no Gemara besides Masechta Brachos, but there's no real Gemara to Zeroyim, and there's no Gemara to Taharis. And we ask that when Mashiach comes, I guess it'll take longer to finish us, we should have all six Siddurim. So the question is, which two of the wings were missing? Which two wings were missing? Like we just explained, they can't say the same shira. They use two wings to say shira. They won't anymore be there. Rabbanan Amir, the two wings that were missing, the two wings that cover the legs, those two wings were missing. That their feet are straight. Now, if not the fact that the wings are missing, how does he know how the feet look? It must be that those wings were removed. So ask the Mefarshim. According to the Pshat, that the wings covering the lips are missing, we could understand. They can't say the same Shira when the Beis HaMikdash is not standing. But if the, what's the reason that the wings on the feet should be missing? So I saw two Pshatim. One Pshat is that, as we'll see, the wings on the feet look like the wings of an eagle, like a calf. So the wings are missing, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu could always see the feet that remind him of the Aveira of the Egel Hazav. Another pshat is that the feet are missing because HaKadosh Baruch Hu no longer is in this world, no longer traveling from Shemaim to this world, he's staying there. Ask the Gemara, maybe the wings are there, just for a moment they were revealed. If you won't say this, or the most pnei adam, they looked like humans. Nobody suggested that the wings covering the face were missing. What must have been? El de gloy. For a moment, those wings were opened up. They were revealed. Perhaps those wings are still there. The gloy v'chazalei. Says the Gemara, you can't compare those two types. The face is oirich aro l'gluya kamei rabbi. A person doesn't keep his face covered all the time. Karo lav oirich aro l'gluya. The feet are always covered kamei rabbi. If we see that he could see the feet, it must be because the feet's wings were missing. And this is the basis why when we daven, our feet should be kept together, because our feet should look like the feet of the malachim, which is ragleim, regal yeshara, the feet are kept together, although there's machlaikas in the paiskim, what does together mean? Some say they have to be completely together, others say it's only the back of the foot that has to be together, not the front. Says the Gemara, Kasef Echer Oimer, one pasuk says, Alfei alfa yishabshuni, thousands and thousands serve me, v'rabi revolvim, tens of thousands, kadmo yikumen. V'ksiv oma, hayesh mispil agdodov, that infinite, there is no number. Answers the Gemara like Kasha. Kan bezman she beis hamikdash kayim, there is no number. Kan bezman she ein beis hamikdash kayim, when the beis hamikdash is not standing, kaviyochel she nesmata famal yishamala, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's famal yishamala, the malachim, he has less malachim when there's no beis hamikdash, because malachim are created from the shira that's set in the beis hamikdash. If there's no beis hamikdash, there's no shira, there's no malachim. Tani Revi Oyim Mishum Abi Yosef Ben Destoy. Alpha Alpha Yishem Shuni Mispigdur Achav. That's one troop. Lugdud of a Misper. Rav Yirmiyah Amar Alpha Alpha Yishem Shuni Lenadina. Refers to the Malachim that come out of Nadina. Shenam Nemar Nahadina Nogid V'Nofik Mekadmai Alf Alpha Yishem Shuni V'Ribber Ruvin Kadmui Yikomen. Meich Nofik. From where do all these Malachim emanate? Misay Osun Shachayis. From the sweat of the chayis, I can't even explain this. Ulaich and shofich, where do they actually go? Amrav zutra batovya amrav al roshi rishayim gehenim. They're what's put on the heads of the rishayim gehenim. Shnemar hinei saras Hashem chema yotzer v'sar mischoilel al rosh rishayim yochel. It goes on the heads of the rishayim. Rav Achav Yaakov amar al asher kamtu on the people that don't act properly. And we'll discuss this in the next year. Shenemar v'ashakamtu v'loy es nar yotzik yisodim. The people who act, as we'll see with Azaz Ponim, these malachim come to punish them.